All right, Coach, another MCC volleyball season, media day. You had a busy summer. First of all, I got to get that Hawaiian trip. You had fun. You and Coach Tracer, Coach Vic, Coach Evie all had a blast again this year, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, I got like the Hawaiian flu when I got there, so that was really fun. But again, a great time. I'm very thankful and grateful for Tracer to, you know, have put me in that group. I don't know if you've talked to anybody, but we all tied straight across the board, fifth place. So we all were going home on the same bus. It was, and I think out of the three of us, two of us are really competitive. So that was the longest bus ride home, I felt like.
So no bragging rights for anybody this summer, right?
Nope. Yeah. And Evie was the one to make sure that Tracer knew that we all tied. So I think that was probably better. It was her, not me.
Because he, no, you got him. Did you get him last year?
He got me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was kind of funny. One of his players for show and tell brought her gold medal. She's like, and this is when I beat Kobza.
Because
he got gold. I got silver.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Ready to go for another season.
Yeah. Yep. Season 10. So looking forward to it.
We talked with three sophomores, just three of those young ladies coming back, but three that are very excited, and I'm sure you're excited to have them back.
Yeah. You know, I think they're the three ladies that just like lead the court. They've been working hard and they're excited for this season. We also, all of them are transferring at semester. So like we have a lot of recruiting duties to do as well.
Megan's going through a little bit of a change. That's I think you and I talked about it a while back, but she's been working her tail off trying to get a little bit of a change this year, is she?
Yep. So she is moving from Senator right side for us, but she's already committed to her four-year school, which she's committing as a setter. So we're still kind of continuing to train her as a setter still, but she'll be a right side for us.
And see, I think Audrey's moving to a new position, she said, right? Right side?
Yep. Audrey's also moving to the right side.
And of course, you got Charlie, who all three girls got a ton of playing time last year.
Yeah. So Charlie is going to be on the outside, and she's also been working really hard this summer, and just it's kind of fun just to see them grow, and you kind of get to see that first time of growth at summer camps. Like they're the ones leading it and all that. So you know, we have a very large freshman group, and I'm like, next year's gonna be loud. You know, when you have 10 leaders compared to three, it's a big difference.
Is this your largest freshman class you've had since you've been here as head coach, or one of them?
Yes. I think I've had another year where I had three sophomores and the rest were all freshmen.
Yeah. Very promising. You've watched them before, but get them on the court here this week. It's still early and they got to keep working on the game, but you feel pretty good about them.
Yeah. So far, you know, I'm not mad about any of them and they all are just very well sound players. So they do everything really well. They're coachable. We've changed up a lot of like some main things that they do. So like that's kind of been a little bit of a struggle because it's new to them, but they're all taking it. The constructive criticism, and so far, so good.
In the game of volleyball, you always like to have size. Unfortunately, didn't have a lot of size last year, but this year you've got a little bit more size, don't you?
Yeah, I feel like one size, a little bit more height, and then size in the squad. So I think we had just more options, more players, and I think that's going to overall be a better feel for us.
Schedule-wise, some changes. You're going to North Platte for a couple of days for an early tournament, aren't you?
Yeah, so, you know, we usually hosted that opening weekend tournament in Labor Day, and that's just a lot for me, just like finding people and all that stuff. So I spoke with Coach McCall, and I was like, hey, I'm going to give you a tournament, and I will help you get schools there. So kind of gave her that, and we'll still continue our Labor Day tournament. They're back-to-back. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have that week in between. So, yeah, excited about that. We still get to play some really great teams there, and it's not that far to drive either.
A lot of the Region 9 teams will be at both weekends or some one weekend and some of the other?
Yeah, so basically different teams at each weekend. Okay. The only really the same teams at both weekends will be us and North Platte.
It's a little different this year with no NCCAC conference. How does that – it's no conference title to shoot for this year except for the region title, right?
Yep, that is it. And, you know, Southeast has moved into the region as a Division 1 team. Mm-hmm. North Platte, Central has not. You know, so we really just added – you know, same schedule, just added them on to the region. But this year, the biggest thing is the only four teams make it to the regional tournament, and we have eight in the South. So it kind of makes a little bit more pressure on your season to make sure that you do good things.
You're going to Texas again this year, aren't you?
Yep. So same tournament in CTC in Gainesville, Texas. It's just a good tournament. It's like not too far. I don't feel like it's pretty easy driving. And then we also get to see some really great teams.
Blinn, you've played those, I think, team last couple of years, haven't you?
Yep. And so Blinn has a new coach. So, but again, Blinn's always had a really productive team. They've always made it to nationals. So that should be a really good match.
Is NJC the team going to be to beat again this year?
I always feel, you know, like they run a really good program. And, you know, I try to tell myself, we're not trying to keep up with NJCU, we're trying to compete against NJCU.
Are you ready for the school year to start?
Yes. Yeah. The campus is way better with humans on it.
Just getting a routine every day is kind of nice, right?
Yes. Yes. There's that as well. So